How did you get to Heriot Island today? Did you drive your car or take a bike or ride public transportation? In the 19th century, rivers were the interstate highway systems for the United States, as the only available transportation of the time was by foot, horse, or boat. The very reason St. Paul and most other river cities came to exist can be traced to your present mode of transportation, a riverboat. The first steamboat to arrive in the area was the Virginia, which reached Fort Snelling in 1823. This arrival signaled a new era. Under the power of the steam engine, these new boats would transport people and goods upstream much more efficiently than previous river transportation. In 1844, St. Paul recorded 41 steamboat arrivals. By 1849, that number had more than doubled to 95 arrivals. By 1857, more than 1,000 steamboat arrivals were reported. This improved form of transportation allowed for a dramatic increase in the number of settlers in the area. From 1847 to 1860, thousands of settlers arrived by steamboat in St. Paul, and the population swelled from 1,500 in 1850 to more than 15,000 in 1865. The overall population of Minnesota had increased from 6,077 in 1850 to more than 172,000 in 1860. Did you know that the average lifespan of a steamboat in the 19th century was about the same as the average career length of a running back in the NFL? Hundreds of steamboats were traveling the river every day, but the average life of a steamboat in the 1800s was only about 3 years. There were several reasons for this short lifespan. Steamboats at the time had wooden hulls and would often hit rocks or deadheads that would pierce the hull and sink the boats. Or sparks from a smokestack flew back onto the boat and set it on fire. But of all of the reasons for the sudden demise of the steamboat, the biggest factor was the steamboat boilers themselves, which were very hazardous and would explode frequently. Steamboating was very competitive. Captains often raced their boats to the next port in hope of getting the preferred cargo. It wasn't unusual that the captain, seeing another boat coming up behind him, would grab the speaking tube to the boiler room and yell to the men down there, "Fire up! We've got a race coming on!" And if he didn't get enough steam, he might call the cabin boy and say, "Son, go down to the ship store and get a keg of lard and roll it into the boiler room. Tell the boys to throw it on the fire. Give me more steam." Well, many times the repeated demands by the captain would exasperate the men working in the boiler room to the point where they would put a keg of nails or some other heavy object on the safety steam valve to hold it down. Sometimes the technique would win the race, but often it would cause an explosion and blow the captain, the crew, and the boat to kingdom come. After the Civil War, the steamboat was replaced by another innovation, the steam engine train, and steamboats were almost forgotten.